On the 50th World Day of Prayer for Vocations, Pope Francis ordained 10 men to the priesthood for the Diocese of Rome at Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, mandating them to build the house of God, which is the Church, in word and example.
Giuseppe Conforti.
Eccomi.
The 10 men, ranging in age from 26 to 44, were drawn from the Diocesan Major Seminary, the Neo-Catechumenal Way Seminary for the Diocese, and the Oblates of Divino Amore Seminary. Ahead of the beginning of the liturgy, the Holy Father surprised the then still candidates to the priesthood by joining them in the Basilica Sacristy, continuing on a tradition he had begun as Archbishop of Buenos Aires in Argentina. He spent a moment in prayer with each of them before commending them and their ministry to the Blessed Virgin.
Siete pastori, non funzionari.
The homily delivered by the Holy Father ahead of the rite of consecration was based on the one that appears in the Pontificale Romanum for the ordination of priests, with one or two personal additions by the Pope. In fact, reflecting on the sacraments that these men would soon administer upon the people of God as ministers of the Supreme Priest Christ, the Pope asked the 10 men to always be merciful pastors to their people and not just functionaries.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
The theme of vocations also dominated Pope Francis's address before praying the midday Regina Caeli prayer with the estimated 70,000 people who crowded St. Peter's Square and surrounding streets again this Sunday.
Siete tanti voi, no? Si vede. Ecco. Siete tanti giovani.
Looking out over the multitude, many people coming from abroad carrying national flags, the Pope noticed the many young people present and addressed an appeal directly to them to listen for the voice of Jesus and bravely ask him what he wants of you.
La giovinezza bisogna metterla in gioco per I grandi ideali. Pensate questo voi? Siete d'accordo?
Pope Francis noted that sometimes Jesus calls us and invites us to follow him, but we may not realize that it is him who is speaking to us. The Holy Father then went on to ask the young people to listen carefully for Christ's voice in the midst of their restlessness, observing that youth should be spent in pursuit of high ideals, and inviting the young people to have the courage to listen to the Lord. Pope Francis also noted that behind and before every vocation to the priesthood or consecrated life is always the strong and intense prayer of one particular individual. It may be a grandmother, a grandfather, a mother, a father, or a community. The Pope then asked believers everywhere to redouble their prayers today for more laborers for the Lord's harvest.
Seguo con attenzione gli avvenimenti che stanno succedendo in Venezuela.
After the Marian prayer, Pope Francis then launched a series of appeals for the populations of Venezuela and China, the first hit by post-electoral turmoil, the second by a devastating earthquake. The Holy Father invited prayers for China, for the victims, and for those who are suffering because of the violent earthquake in Sichuan province. He also called on the beloved Venezuelan people, especially institutional authorities and politicians, to firmly reject any type of violence and to establish a dialogue based on truth, in mutual recognition, in the search for the common good and love for the nation.
La vita bisogna metterla in gioco per I grandi ideali.
And finally, entrusting all of his intentions this Sunday to Mary, Queen of the Heavens, Pope Francis took his leave of the thousands below, wishing all a blessed Sunday and a very good lunch.
Buona domenica e buon pranzo.